Hello, friends. Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. If this is your first time listening, my name is Mr. Jim, and welcome to the family. Parents, my name, like I said, is Mr. Jim, and it is my mission to produce as much screenless entertainment and activities for your kids as I can possibly manage. And so that's why we do stories every single day, because these stories not only are fun, but they also inspire imagination. Well, friends, are you guys ready for today's imaginative adventure? Me too, let's go! Last time on Kid Short Stories, we learned that Atlas was able to escape from that frozen block of ice through the help of Bernie the fire-breathing dragon. Now Everest, Atlas, and Bernie are on a new mission: to stop Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas from freezing HQ again with some kind of giant ice laser. I can't wait to see what happens next. As Everest, Atlas, and Bernie were following the blimp in the clouds, from a safe distance, of course, they were very confused how in the world they knew where HQ was. "I can't believe it," said Everest. "How do they know where HQ is? We moved it to a secret location after the last time they froze it."
"Well, the one thing that I've learned over the years is that the Purple Ninjas are always watching," said Bernie. "And they've become very good at spying on our team, which is why we have to be so careful and always use all of our spy gear very secretly."
"Hey, Atlas, you've been pretty quiet. Are you doing okay over there?"
"Yeah, I'm okay. I've just been thinking, and I think I came up with a plan," said Atlas.
"Since we know where the purple blimp is headed, is there a way we could set up a trap and try and catch it?"
"Catch the purple blimp? Wow, I've never been able to do that, but that's a great idea. Do you know how we could do that?"
asked Bernie. "Maybe we could ask Biology Squad to make us like a giant net blaster that would blast a net big enough to catch the blimp," said Everest.
"That's a great idea. Let me call him."
As they were flying, Everest grabbed his walkie-talkie out of his pocket and pulled it out.
"Spyology Squad, are you there? This is Atlas, Everest, and Bernie. Over."
"Shh.
Hey guys, this is Ava. What's going on?"
"Shh.
We don't have time to explain ourselves, but we need like a ginormous net blaster,"
shouted Atlas into his walkie-talkie.
"Like, how big are we talking?" asked Ava.
"Shh.
Well, probably big enough to catch a blimp."
"Shh.
Wait a second. Are you trying to catch the purple blimp with a net?" asked Ava.
That's the best idea ever.
Yes, we'll get you one made as soon as possible. Just send your coordinates and then we'll send it over."
Everest and Atlas both hit the turbo button on their jetpacks that helped them blast off at a higher speed. And Bernie the Flying Dragon was close behind. You see, they needed to arrive at HQ before the blimp was there so that they could set up their trap to catch the blimp. I don't know if this is actually going to work, but if we're able to actually capture the blimp with Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas inside, can you imagine how amazing that would be? Oh boy, I'm getting pretty excited. Go, Everest and Atlas, go!
"Hey guys, this looks like a great spot to stay undercover while still having a great shot at blasting a net at that blimp," said Bernie.
"Oh yeah, you're totally right," said Everest. "Let's land there." Remember, Bernie the fire-breathing dragon, he really knows what he's talking about because he's been on the spy team for like longer than me. He's an expert when it comes to setting traps and catching those sneaky purple ninjas. They're very hard to catch, but maybe, just maybe, we could catch a whole bunch of them, and even the doctor inside of his blimp. As our three spies landed in a clearing inside of a forest right next to HQ, they started to set everything up.
"All right, now we just gotta wait for Spyology Squad to send us that giant net blaster," said Atlas.
Almost as if Atlas had wished it into being, they could hear a sound in the distance.
"That's the Spyology drone," shouted Everest.
"Yeah, Spyology Squad, whenever they make stuff, they send it on a drone and it flies wherever you need it to be. And that is one ginormous net blaster. Holy smokes!" shouted Atlas. He was not kidding. Net blasters usually can fit in your spy pack behind you, but this one, it was like a ginormous cannon. There's no way it could fit in anyone's spy pack. But that's okay, because they wouldn't need to move it anywhere. They just needed to set it up right here outside of HQ. Hey Bernie, while we're getting this ready, could you keep an eye out and see if that blimp is getting any closer?
Aye aye, Captain.
You don't have to call me Captain, Bernie.
I know, but sometimes I pretend I'm on a pirate ship.
All right, Bernie, then hoist the sails, shouted Everest. As Bernie the fire-breathing dragon flew off into the clouds to keep the lookout, Everest and Atlas set up this ginormous net blaster. Okay, so we should probably have it already pointing to the west, said Atlas, because that's the direction that they're coming from. We gotta be ready, because they could be here any second. And if we're too late on blasting this net, they could actually freeze HQ. And we cannot let that happen again. Bzz, 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 bzz. Everest reached for his walkie-talkie. It was a message from Bernie.
Shh, they are getting very close. Prepare the net blaster.
Everest and Atlas couldn't believe it. They were actually about to blast a ginormous net at the real purple blimp. If this plan is able to work, this may go down as one of the greatest days ever on the spy team. Okay, Everest, get ready to blast it. I'm setting up the aiming, said Atlas. He could see the purple blimp in the crosshairs of the blaster. Ready? And blast it! Everest pushed the big red button. And out flew a ginormous net and is headed right towards the purple blimp. Meanwhile, inside the purple blimp.
Boss, you have got to see this.
What is going on?
Well, there's something, there's a giant net headed our way.
What are you talking about? Well, I'm out of here. Good luck, purple ninjas.
Everest and Atlas had grabbed binoculars and were watching closely as the net completely captured the purple blimp. Woohoo! We got it, shouted Everest. Atlas held onto the rope and started to pull it closer. Bernie landed right next to them.
Wow, this is amazing. I can't believe we actually did it.
The three spies worked together to pull the purple blimp that was connected to the rope all the way down to the ground. The entire team from HQ is waiting outside to capture those purple ninjas and Dr. Stinky Breath once and for all. But unfortunately, the blimp was empty. As Atlas and Everest and all the spies surveyed the whole purple blimp, there was nobody there.
Atlas, Everest, fantastic work on capturing the real purple blimp. This is going to be one of the greatest days in spy history.
Yeah, but they got away. How did that happen?
Well, they have an ejector button that they were able to launch out of their blimp just in time. We're not sure where they are, but we now have their purple blimp. And this will reveal all of their evil plans and secrets. You two have not only saved HQ, but our entire spy team.
Wow, great job, Atlas and Everest. You guys saved the day. Holy smokes, you have had quite the adventure from getting frozen on a mountain to working with Bernie and saving and catching. Holy smokes, there's been so much. But wait a second. I just intercepted a message from a purple blimp. Wait a second. Wait, you guys gotta hear this. Listen.
Purple ninjas. It's a good thing that we have multiple purple blimps. Yes, those spies, they will get our purple blimp and see some of our secrets. But great job, purple ninjas. You were right in us having a backup blimp.
Holy smokes, I thought this was over, but this is far from over. Even though Everest and Atlas pretty much saved the day and made the greatest day of all of the spy team, we still have a lot of work to do. Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are still out there. The end.
Great. Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Molly from South Australia, Eliza from North Carolina, Maya and Mateo from New Zealand, Keanui from Cook Islands, John John and Omer from Florida, and Isabel from Fort Lauderdale. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family. And on our spy team, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day. And don't forget to leave a review or a 5-star rating for me. Have a super duper day. Bye.